Vav Metzia, Perek Vav Mishnah Dalad. Hasoiches HaPora, Lachrosh Behor, V'chorash Bibiko. It's another case of misappropriation of a schiris, like we had in Mishnah Gimel. He rents a Pora, and here he's not doing it to schlep, that was a Chamor in Mishnah Gimel. Over here's a Pora, he's using it to work. We use it to be Chorash Behor, and it was Chorash Bibiko. Over here also there's milas to each one. Let's see. Im nishba kan, if what broke was this is the clay, hamachareisha, that's on the animal. So then, his potter. Why? Because the kan is more rugel to break in a har. The ground is rockier than the biko. So the fact that it broke in a biko, for sure would have broken in a har. There's no pshia, or it's not alts the pshia. That makes sense. However, lodush bekitnis vidosh betvua potter. Same type of idea. There's two places that he could thresh. One is bekitnis. One is a field of kitnis, of different types of beans. And he was dosh in a field of wheat. The animal slipped lemaisa, broke its leg or whatever. The place that's more slippery is on a field of kitnis than on tvua. So if the animal tripped, if he was took him lodush bekitnis and he did it betvua, so then for sure he would have slipped on a field of kitnis. Lodush betvua, lodush bekitnis chayim. Nei shakitnis machlekes, the kitnis is what makes the slippage. Mishnehe, hasoichas hachamor, lahovi ole achitim. Somebody rented a chamor, also for shipping, for trucking, and to bring chitim. What are we talking about over here? The animal has a weight limit of 100 pounds. 100 pounds of chitim is denser than soirim. So the animal was supposed to be used to ship 100 pounds of chitim. And lemaisa was packed on with 100 pounds of soirim. The weight is the same, but the volume is bigger. Chayiv, he's chayiv. Why? Let's see the second case. Tvua. Again, 100 pounds of tvua. Vehevi ole tevin, which is much lighter. So he packed on 100 pounds of tevin. It's going to take up that much more room. In volume, it's much more. Then he's chayiv. Why? Mipnei she'anefach koshul lamasui. What makes carrying difficult for chamor is not necessarily the weight. Chamorim are very strong. But more volume, it makes the animal off kilter, makes the animal struggle. And any hezek that happens to the animal could be assumed is because of this change in what was supposed to be used. Lahavi lesser chitim, he was supposed to carry a certain, lesser has a certain volume of chitim. Vehevi, instead he brought a lesser sa'irim. There he's potter. Here, the rental agreement was for a certain amount of volume and he used that value. Just he used less weight. So tavei alav bracha, if the animal broke, so that's for sure not the sa'ir's fault, so therefore he's potter. If he added on to the volume until the weight is the same as whatever he made up, so there he'll be chayiv. Because again, addition of nefach, addition of volume, will cause hezek to the animal. How much really makes a difference? Sumchis oimer, mishum Reb Meir, sa'ol legomol, shloshi kabin lechamor. That amount more will have a bad effect on the animal. Now the Gemara adds one detail that he probably will have to pay him more money because it's a job of transporting more that he will have to add. But to say that minuscule amount, if it's less than the amount mentioned by Sumchis, will cause the damage, does shenisht. That it won't be.